You're listening to a Unfiltered with Daniela, Danny, and Yas. We're making spirituality real, raw, and relatable. Amazing. Good job, girls.
I needed to get that crunch in.
I wonder if you're feeling better, Demi. Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Okay, I just want this one and I'm done. Hold on, listen to this crunch.
Please let that be the last one.
Juicy.
They are good grapes.
They are good grapes.
I feel like every time we record, I'm eating.
There's always food in front of us.
Anytime I do anything, I'm eating.
That's all right. We like that. We're here for the food. So what's happening?
We're doing random thoughts.
Random thoughts? Intrusive thoughts?
Yeah.
All thoughts.
Shower thoughts.
Shower thoughts.
That's the one.
Shower thoughts.
Yes.
So this is where life becomes real raw and relatable. When you just have those random what the fuck moments and you question whether you're the only person who thinks a certain way.
Yeah.
But we all think randomly.
We all think randomly.
I love how we're turning this into something serious already. Not just you guys. We all do it. Don't worry.
Okay, guys, what's the first random thought? The first random thought is who made up the alphabet?
I don't know. The
And why do we need it?
Not even that. It's like, why does it have to go in that particular order?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Why do we have to put the letters in that particular order?
I'm thinking that we don't need to put them in that order, but we put them in that order so our human brains are able to...
I can do it without that order.
Can you actually try?
But
and
do what?
My hands, but you'll need to do it a bit slow.
All right. F, W, P, M, Z, R, T, B, L, C, K, M, X.
You're singing it.
No, I'm not. Bro, I'm singing what? I... Did you count that?
Yeah.
Oh, you did. Okay. We're up to 14. C. You know what? If I'm writing this down, it's much easier.
I don't even remember.
Because I only because I don't remember what I've already said, not because I can't do it.
I was about to say, just to clarify.
Well, we never said a letter twice.
We never need
to say it out loud. That's the thing. Like, but when do we need to say it out loud?
Do you know what? It's like that episode of Friends where they're like, they play the game with the 50 states.
Where they play the game with all 50 states in the US, right? Yeah.
And they make a bet and Ross isn't allowed to eat any turkey until he gets all 50 states, but then he puts Illinois twice and Joey's like, I won, I got 56. So then you do that.
Oh, okay, other random question. Why, like, what's Phoebe's beef with Ross? She's always like low-key.
Yeah, because he's
him.
A fucking bitch.
No, I love him.
Nah, of course you guys do. Of course you love him.
I love him.
Ross is actually my least favorite. I feel like he's so toxic. Rachel
is the most toxic, pardon me.
But why are you comparing him within the relationship? I'm talking about an individual.
I'm talking about an individual.
No. I will fight this to the death. Ross is the most fucking toxic person.
I actually disagree with you. I think Rachel is.
Okay. Rachel is vain. Yes.
What does that mean again?
Like she's really very much obsessed with herself.
Yeah.
But is that only because she knows her worth and her boundaries and that's projected as being toxic?
She has shit boundaries.
Does she though?
Yeah.
Okay, but Ross is disgusting.
Love Ross.
I like Ross.
Okay, no. Like, firstly, who hits on their cousin, right? Who, like, actually feels like their cousin is attracted to them so makes a move on his cousin.
Oh, yeah, that's okay, fucking weird.
Right?
I won't defend that.
Secondly, like, he actually needs to be controlling of the women that he's in relationships with. He's very obsessive and manipulative and controlling. You actually need to look into the behaviors. I think a
lot of them display that though individually.
Yeah, but Ross is like next level. And then when things don't go like his way, he takes it out on everybody else.
Maybe he is a version of an unhealed self that we are like he's placed in front of us for a reason so that we can reflect on unhealed versions of self.
What? I don't think it was that deep. I think it was just like a sitcom. It was never that deep.
You never know.
Oh my gosh.
And I also want to know, what is Michael's beef with Toby in The Office?
But Toby is like, do you know what? Toby is the definition of fucking Virgo. I don't even know what his sign is, but he's just boring. And
I'm so offended. What is going on?
No, like, okay, not even just...
But he's a nice guy, though.
He's a nice guy, but, like, you have to think about it, right? Michael is extremely outgoing, and he's very much like, I just want to have fun. And Toby is there to stop him from doing everything that he wants to do.
But he's actually not, though.
You have a very interesting perspective on people and their like
Toby's just doing his job and making sure that, like, Michael's not sexually harassing
people. But Michael is the unhealed version of his child self.
That's true.
Which is why it's so important to heal your child selves.
Like, I agree that Toby's, like, boring as fuck, but he doesn't deserve that treatment.
Oh, no. But that's, like, Michael's aggression comes from his unhealed self. It's got nothing to do with Toby and everything to do with himself.
So true.
You know, you would just have those moments of reflection.
Yeah.
All right. I got another thought.
Go for it.
This is one, like, it's literally just popped back into my head, right? Do you think that it's invasive if other people dream of us? Do you feel violated when people dream of you, but it's like a really personal way?
You know,
people
what?
Can't control their thoughts when they're dreaming.
But I can.
Okay, but like maybe the average person who's just having a dream isn't controlling. Like I've had dreams where I know I'm not in control of that dream. You know what I mean?
I feel like I don't care as like if someone I am very like someone I'm close with has a dream of me and they tell me, no problem. I actually don't care. But when someone I'm like not that close to or.
But why are people telling you that they've had dreams of you? That's weird. Keep it to yourself.
Yeah, keep it to yourself.
Mm. What if someone has a sex dream of you? Is that not violating?
Well, like I've had sex dreams of people and I've woken up and been like, oh my God, like what the fuck?
Oh yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like
Michael B. Jordan. And I'm sorry if you're listening. I'm not
so,
sorry.
So then do you think
I controlled that dream?
Okay, but then if you were Michael B. Jordan, would you feel invaded by that?
Well, it depends because like you're Michael B. Jordan. Like, I feel like if you were Michael B. Jordan, you would know that people would be, like, literally drooling over you.
Yeah, he's pretty hot.
But then that brings into the question of, like, are people specifically choosing who they have these dreams about? Because then if your subconscious is doing its thing and, like, do you know what I mean? You can't control everything.
Yeah.
So if something occurs in your dream, why do you need to be held responsible for something that's occurred in your dream?
I guess like it's like what happens in your dream is like what's not expressed in your conscious, right?
Yeah.
So I guess the way you would control your dreams is by expressing what you need to consciously.
Okay. And yeah.
So you do have a degree of control, but it's not something that we think about.
It's not. And also I feel like the imagery that comes through in dreams doesn't always necessarily represent what it presents itself to be in the dream, right?
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know with that one.
All right. For anyone who's listening, just like I actually want to know, have you guys ever had like the most random dream that like so random but so realistic that you feel like you're actually living it? Because I hear so much about people having really vivid dreams, but they know they're dreaming, but they're also aware of what's going on in the moment.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Has anyone experienced those kinds of dreams before?
Yeah.
I have, but I'm never – the ones that I've experienced those sorts of dreams, I'm not actually in this world. Ooh, like I'm in other worlds.
I get you.
Yeah. It's weird.
It is weird.
Okay, other intrusive thoughts.
Intrusive thoughts. Whenever I'm on a bridge, I want to chuck my phone off it.
Or when you're at a shopping center and you're like on the very top level and you can see all the way down.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, oh my
God.
Not
to hurt anyone.
No. Just like, okay, this is a really intrusive thought, but sometimes I'm like, what if I just jumped off of this? Not because I want to hurt myself or anything, like, just because, like, imagine the feeling of flying. But I just obviously like not the end result. But like, just like, wouldn't
you want to? Okay,
but also I'd be like, what the fuck would people be thinking? Tell me you thrive in chaos.
Oh my god,
I can't relate to that.
Oh man,
what else?
Okay, this is one that I said before.
Yeah,
don't you find it fascinating that so many, like, okay, think about these five ingredients, right?
Yeah,
you got flour.
Yeah,
you got water.
Yeah,
you got egg.
Yeah,
yeast and sugar. Right, just those five things. You don't have to use every single one of them. You can use any combination of any of them. Do you know how many things you can make out of that?
Literally, it'd be thousands.
Yeah, true. True.
Like, isn't that freaking cool?
It is cool.
You could make bread. You could make donuts. You could make scones. You could make muffins.
Pasta.
Cake.
Pizza.
Bro, like, this is so underrated. I feel like that's literally all we need to survive. I mean, our guts probably wouldn't thank us for it, but life would be good.
Mm. Yum. That's so true.
You could make scrambled eggs with your own toast. Because don't forget, I put the eggs in there. It doesn't even need to be all mixed up together. It could just be individual menu items.
You could make scrambled eggs with toast. Oh, with toast.
Like,
yes.
You'd make your own bread.
I thought you meant using toast to make scrambled eggs.
Okay, not going
to
lie. That was my visual too. And I'm watching in my brain you putting the actual like bread mix in a pan and scrambling it.
Like, scrambled eggs. I'm like, I don't put scrambled eggs on toast. I don't like putting my eggs on my toast. I have them on the side with my toast.
Is that because you don't like it soggy? What's the reasoning?
I don't like any of my food touching each other.
Oh, okay. You're one of those.
Says you. says the one that's got like everything color coded and tabbed.
My food can touch.
No, my food can't touch on the plate. It all has to be separate.
What are some other weird quirks that you guys have?
Do you know, to fall asleep, I need to rub my feet in circular motion constantly until I fall asleep. Really? Do you want to see what it looked like?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, I'm going to take a video so we can post it when we, this episode.
Talk it through. So, okay. So the people listening to the audio.
I'm not very descriptive. Okay. I'll do it.
Okay. I'm literally like, imagine me lying in bed. I have to move my feet round in circles. And like, you'll see from the top of the quilt is like bouncing up and down, and like I had to hold myself back when I first got married to Andrew because he didn't know this was a thing until I fall asleep. Yeah, it's self-soothing.
So funny. I wonder, like, what
I mean, you do you. Wouldn't that, like,
that would keep me awake?
No, I don't know, it calms me down. It distracts my thoughts.
Like, it's like a, I guess it's like a security blanket, right?
Yeah.
But you've got it with you no matter where you are. Because you own your feet. Oh my God, how's this? Yeah. Food for thought.
Yeah.
There are more feet in the world than people.
Wait, what?
Oh my God, yeah.
Why did that make me feel disgusting? Yeah.
There are more legs in the world than people.
True.
I have a thought. Eyes in the world. Do you think people will pick up our hair and then use it to...
This has been my biggest fear my entire life.
Are you like to a crime scene?
Yes.
This has been my biggest fear my entire life because like I've been watching Law and Order SVU since the age of like 7. So I always think I shed so much hair. Imagine where I've left it. Bro.
Like they wouldn't be able to like definitively pin down people based on hair because like we all shed hair, right?
Yeah.
But hair has your DNA. But then again, like how long until it's left your body does the DNA within it die? Does it ever die?
Does it die? I don't know.
Can we look that up? Because I'm really fascinated to know.
I wouldn't even know how to word that on
Does Google. DNA, does DNA die? Hold on, let me Google this.
I mean, that was simple.
That's a really good question.
Like, because our hair is part of us, right? Does DNA...
Does hair ever break down in
that's
our
That's a really good
hair.
Question.
Because that's another thing, because if like... Die. Every single person's hair that has ever lived on this earth is still on this earth. Like that makes me feel sick. Loose hair makes me feel sick. Even my own.
Yeah.
That's one of my quirks.
That's interesting. Even your own?
Even my
own. So like
own,
if you're like, having a shower, you're washing your hair and hair come out.
Yeah. Like I'm not like, oh, ew, but like slap it on the shower thing and then put it like in the bin. Like if there's hair on my bathroom floor and it gets like stuck on my feet.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, hate it. Absolutely hate it. And when there's hair, when there's hair on my clothes, I actually can't deal.
What about dog hair?
No, it doesn't make me feel sick.
Okay, just humans.
I don't love it. I don't love having dog hair on me, but it's not like
it's not an ick.
No. Okay, so DNA in hair,
yeah,
can only be like traced. You can only track the DNA if it's still attached. Like if the follicle is still attached, if the root is still attached.
So it has to come from the
top of your head.
Oh my God. Well, like,
so not like split ends just falling off, but it actually has to be from the root of your hair.
Yeah, but you still lose a fair bit of hair from the root.
Yeah, even when you're brushing your hair.
Yeah.
Can't relate. I don't brush my hair.
Oh, fair enough.
But even when your hair sheds, some would shed from the root.
Yeah, mine does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So the answer to that question is yes.
Yeah, but it's also like your nails. You know what I want to know? Mm. You know what I really, really, really want to know?
Yeah.
Okay. You know how like everything, we're made up of cells, right? Every single part of our body is a cell.
Mm.
And like our hair is made up of cells. It's part of our body. Our nails, like our eyelashes. Why doesn't it hurt when we cut our hair? And why doesn't it hurt when we cut our nails? Don't come in here with a logical response. Because
you asked a question.
I'm like, just like, be like, oh, yeah.
But like, are there nerve endings? No, there's no nerve endings.
Are you sure?
I'm like 90% sure.
Endings in, what about your nails?
See, I don't know, because if you cut the tip of your nail, it doesn't hurt. But if you cut, if you cut like mid your nail, it fucking hurts.
But that's not your nail that hurts. It's your finger. Your it's like the skin of the finger that hurts.
Oh, and then your skin's attached to the nail and that's why it hurts. Oh. Okay, now we're cooking.
Yeah. I find that so interesting. Like, I always thought about that. Also, does there come a point in time where, like, our hair actually dies? You know, when it's, like, no longer attached to our body.
Mm.
Right? Does it die? Does it ever die?
Can you Google that too?
Does our hair ever die? And then the other thing that I always thought, like, I have really, really, really fucking curly hair, right? Like, it's really, really, really curly.
Yeah.
But then I straighten it, right? Yeah. But if I have hair that's straightened, that has fallen out of my head, and then it gets wet while it's no longer attached to me, does it go curly?
Yeah, I would think it would.
I would think so.
But it's no longer attached to my body.
But the natural movement of that hair is curly.
Yeah.
When cut. Let me see.
Mm. Okay, what else?
How long can human hair, does human, what?
What language do you reckon dogs think in?
I don't know.
I think whatever language you teach them. Actually, do you know what? I saw once that dogs don't actually, they don't actually understand words. They understand the sounds, like the sounds that you're making. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, they don't understand English. Like, they understand what we say to them.
But what do you mean? Oh, like, what? So, okay, if they don't understand English.
They understand the energy behind our words.
So, like, the pitch and the tone of the word?
Yeah, like the energy behind the word.
Well, that's interesting.
Think about it. You go to a foreign country, you don't know, like, you don't know the local language, right? Yeah. If they start repeating behaviors to you and saying a specific word, eventually you'll catch on to the habit that that's what they mean. Oh, they're true. Telling you to sit down when they make this certain noise.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I got you.
So it's basically like they speak a foreign language. You need to treat them like they speak a foreign language. They don't understand English.
Mm, okay.
Okay, and on that, just like a random thought, do you know if you are at this present moment in time, if you're 30, I'm going to say 30, or older, you're literally older than every single dog on this earth.
Oh my God.
You're literally older than every single dog that has like is currently alive on this earth. The entire world.
That is wild. Wow.
Isn't that insane?
That's really interesting.
Going back to a conversation that we had earlier off air, I wonder how many other people right at this moment are sitting around eating fruit and recording a podcast episode.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, because like Dem sneezed before. It was like, imagine how many people in the world have literally just sneezed at the same time. Same time as you. You don't realize because there are like what? So are we closer to 8 billion people now?
I don't know.
I think so.
How many versions of us do you, not us, because not us. Let me reframe. How many people that look like us do you reckon exist in this moment on this earth right now?
Well, how similar are you talking?
I'm talking about, you know how you've seen people and you have to like really like stare at them because you're like, I know that's not them, but fuck me, that looks like them. I've had that twice in my life where I've seen someone and I'm like, is that me? But I know it's not because obviously really? I'm me. Yeah. Yeah. I'll try and find one photo of a girl that I met when I was at like some, it was in my festival era. I was at some festival and I met her and I'm looking, and she's looking at me and I'm looking at her and I'm like, we're wearing the same thing. Our hair was the same. We had the same color skin. Our face looked like quite similar. And it got to the point where we had a photo together, so I'll find it. But she reached out to me like a few years later because she was a lot younger than me. And she's like, hey, I'm going here. Like, do you mind if I borrow your ID? Because we look the same. And I'm like, I don't really feel comfortable with that. So no. But that's how similar we looked.
Wow.
Yeah, really weird. Really, really weird. We look nothing alike now, obviously, because we've changed. But at that point in time, we looked so similar. It was weird.
I am so curious.
Yeah.
Well, what do they say? That we all have at least 7 doppelgangers across the world.
Isn't that crazy?
I can't say I've ever met one of mine.
No. I can't. Well, no, not really. But even looking at like celebrities, there are so many celebrities that look identical. Yeah. Like
I love those posts.
Like Katy Perry, who's the other one? Zooey Deschanel. Like literally all of them, they have the exact same face. There are like 7 that have really? The exact same face.
Who's Zooey
Deschanel? She's from, who is that girl? It's Jess.
Oh, I love show? That show. Jessica Day. What is that show?
Oh my
show?
God. Apartment. The apartment.
Can you look it up? Oh my God. So it's actually fucking hilarious.
Not Girl Next Door. No. What the fuck?
No, it's not Girl Next Door.
Why is it in my head? I'm getting a visual in my head.
New Girl.
Yeah,
it's so good.
Oh my God. And she has the dark hair. Oh, and Zooey. Dark hair and blue eyes, obviously. Yeah. Oh my God. No, I actually. Yeah. I think I know who you're talking about.
Okay. So I'm in do like the photos, right? And it's not just those two.
There are so many
and they literally look identical. They're like, they're all clones of each other. Yeah, look, these are all different people. Every single one of these people are different. Bro, tell me that's like,
wow. Can you save that so we can post that on our story? That's so good.
Zooey Deschanel, Katy Perry, Swan, I think that was it, Siwan Morris, Mia something, Emily Blunt, and Katie Featherston. They literally have, and then there's a photo, there's a meme of all of them together that says, someone's dad has some explaining to do.
Oh my God.
It's wild. And then what about Heath Ledger and Gordon, what's his name?
I miss Heath Ledger.
What's his name? Lovett.
Oh my God, yes.
They have the exact same face, like minus the hair. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Gordon Lovett something.
They were both in 10 Things I Hate About You, right?
Yes. Yeah. They have the same face.
Yeah.
Oh, crazy. That is insane.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah, doppelgangers, actually.
I want to watch that movie.
Oh, is that a movie?
10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, 10 Things I Hate About You. Yeah. I'm like doppelgangers.
I don't know that movie.
I heard doppelganger and I went straight to Vampire Diaries. That's literally where my mind went.
Yeah, that's what I thought as well.
All right. I got a thought.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, obviously, we're all very advanced, right? As a civilization.
Yeah.
Like, we are all relatively. Well, a lot of us
to what
are,
we know right now.
Yeah. We're not the most advanced because there have obviously been many more advanced civilizations prior to us. But, Oh, man, I'm going back on my thought because now I'm thinking differently. Okay, I'm going to say my initial thought and then I'm going to say what I think. Okay, so you know how we've been taught about like the caveman era, right? Yeah. How do you think the first humans actually survived? Like how the fuck did they know what to do? How did they talk to each other? There was no English, like there were no languages, there were no words.
Were there?
Well, they literally just existed. So where, like,
probably telepathy then. Wait, so did they actually not talk to each other?
Well, okay.
Maybe like grunts and hand.
We know history is like mostly bullshit. Literally though, we've been like made, and this was the thought that I just had where I was like, oh my God, it was probably a lie. Because like we've been lied to about so much, right? So what if, you know how we've been made out, you know how cavemen, the caveman era has been made out where like, they were really, really, like, not stupid, but they weren't advanced. They were, like, grunty and stinky. And, like, we've always seen cavemen like that, well, stereotypical.
Yeah, because they there's, like, this negative association where, like, oh, stop acting like such a caveman. Or like,
right. Yeah. So, you, like, you associate the word caveman with being, like,
backwards.
Right. Yeah. So, but is that just how we've been trained to think when in reality they were probably the smartest civilization because they had to figure out everything from scratch?
It sounds very like colonizer type vibes where you think that you're more advanced or you know.
Because you have showers.
Like whatever the reasoning. It sounds, that's giving me like colonization energy.
Yeah. I honestly, like hand on heart, do not think that we're that advanced.
Well, no, because who the fuck built the pyramids?
Yeah.
Oh, like for sure. Someone came down and did that for us. Yeah. We didn't do that shit.
Or have you guys seen the thing about the giants?
No. Can you chuck me a pillow?
Yeah, where are they? Here?
Just,
this one? All right, hold on. Make sure I'm not going to hit anything because I don't want to get up. Okay, just for context, I'm lying on the floor talking into the mic. Okay, so.
Giants.
I've seen, and like I've seen it in different ways. You never know which was the real like story. I mean, I'm open to literally every single one of the possibilities.
Mm.
Excuse me. But there is a belief that giants have existed and they possibly do still exist to this day. What's the word for them? Everyone always tells me the word and I always forget. They have. There's like a special word
that is
associated with giants. Okay. Yeah. And the belief was the giants helped to build the pyramids.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
But you know how sometimes, I always go back and forward with this. You know how people say like there's this other belief that like the Bible itself was written to explain like a series of events, for example.
Yeah.
It's also shown that there are giants in the Bible, which I found really interesting. I never knew that. Like, that is interesting to me.
Are giants aliens?
Are they? Galactic beings. They just corrected.
Okay.
Galactic beings. Because aliens has that, like, negative same connotation.
Yeah, true.
Because when we say, like, I don't know about you guys, when I hear the word alien, I think of E.T. and, like, the aliens we see on TV.
I think of the alien emoji.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, true.
Green guy, like the Simpsons aliens, you know?
I never watched The Simpsons.
Well, galactic sounds like
fun.
Like fun and fancy. It's a bit more bougie, I like it.
Yeah.
Bougie. But like there is so much beyond what we've seen and what we know. Like does anyone ever actually think about it? Because I think about this shit on a daily basis. Like literally on the daily, I'm thinking about life everywhere else and in every other time and dimension.
I mean, sometimes. I wouldn't say often. But yeah, sometimes. Only from what I've seen in my head, because then I start to like explore through thought of like, okay, hold on. If I went there and I experienced that, like what would they be eating? Or what would they be doing? Or like what language was that?
See, they're in a much higher dimension than us, right? And you think about this, as we ascend, even as we ascend into like higher vibrations and frequencies, we have a less and less requirement for food. Like, I don't know if you guys feel it, but when I know for me, when I'm moving through another awakening or where I'm moving into another space, like a higher vibration, I eat like one meal a day and I'm thriving as long as I've got like the heaps of water. So if you think about it, if we've got intergalactic beings and they're living at a higher dimension, they actually don't have any requirement for anything.
Interesting.
Because you're feeding off of energy. You're feeding off of vibration.
I hear you. I think as humans though, just to like note, as humans we do need to like still nourish our body though.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah. For sure. For sure.
Demi
plus it's part of the human
thing.
Experience. Yeah, exactly. Like, you obviously, like, a lot of the time we eat to enjoy life because that's what we're here. We're here to have that human experience. Like, I'm going to smash a pizza, you know, because I want to.
Do you know what thought just came into my mind? I wonder what I was thinking as a soul when I, like, looked down and chose my parents.
Do souls have thought?
I don't know. Do they?
Or do they just have knowing?
Well, that's a really good fucking question.
That is a good question.
Because oh my God, I'm going to get real dark, but I think in a way that people can relate to, like, I feel like people can relate to this.
Yeah.
Not real dark, but like, this is something I used to think about all the time as a child.
Yeah.
Right? And I, like, these were my thoughts as a child.
Yeah.
I would literally, I remember I would sit in bed and I would think about death, but I would be like, okay, what's it going to be like when I die? And I would try to imagine what it would be like when I had died, right? And I'm thinking of myself, like, this is where it gets a little bit dark, right? I was thinking of myself in a coffin, right? But, like, not the outside looking in. Like, I was in the coffin myself and I could just see, like, you know, you close your eyes and you just see darkness.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, well, all I would be able to see was darkness. And then my mind would start spiraling, like, as this 7-8-year-old little kid, I would be like, no, but you wouldn't be able to see the darkness because you'd be dead. And then I would spiral even further. So if I can't see the darkness, what would I see? Like, I wouldn't see anything, but I wouldn't be aware that I wasn't seeing anything because I would no longer be in my body.
Yeah, because because you're not attached to the vessel anymore. The vessel's in the box, not you.
Does that make sense? But these don't, like, these are the thoughts I was having as a child. Like, the awareness that, actually, you wouldn't be able to see the inside of your eyelids because you would no longer be in your body.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, true.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
True.
How old were you?
I was like 7 or 8. I vividly, like, I actually, this is one of the things I don't remember a lot. I remember those types of thoughts that I would have. And I can tell you
Core memories.
This is my happy, you know, inside out. Happy. Yeah. What's it like to be dead? But, like, I never scared myself with it. I found it fascinating.
Mm.
Oh, my God. That's wild.
Fucking, like, you just see Samara coming out of the screen. Like, what's
that? Oh, my God. Can I tell you? I remember vividly watching that movie for the first time. It was daytime. We were in we were still in primary school. I'm convinced of it.
Oh,
that we're probably in year six. And we watched it during the day. It was at a sleepover because my mom and dad would have never let me watch that. And that scared me so much that I could not be home alone for a very, very, very long time.
Oh my God.
The sound of the phone made me instantly burst into tears for years. And there was another movie. My glasses on the fucking mic. There was another movie.
Do it again.
I kind of
like it. I liked that.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Okay. You know what? Okay, fun fact. I've always wanted to be those, like, TikTok ASMR people in, like, the like, moody nighttime lights and then they do, like, the little whispers. Oh, my God, fun. Anyway, yeah, let's move on.
Movie?
Moving on. Oh, that movie. There's this one scene in a movie. I remember watching the, like, Asian version, which I feel like the Asian horror movies are always fucking 10 times more scary than the Western version. Yeah,
oh,
always.
Shit.
I don't know what it is, but they're, like, really good with the horror. I don't do horror, by the way. But anyway, there's this – I don't know what the movie is, but there's a shower scene.
Tell me,
and there's
I'm
a thing
Google
in
it.
The shower, and I think it's blue. I can't remember, and it's like on her back. I don't fucking remember, but I do remember not being able to have a shower without, like, one of my sisters being outside the door to, like, make sure that someone's there for when I scream out because I'm scared.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, fucking, like, horror movies and kids, not a match.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Not a match.
Okay, so
I can't even watch them now. It makes me sick.
Nah.
God.
Do you know what my question is?
Yeah.
Who actually came up with the concept of movies to scare people?
I don't know.
And why?
Well, I don't know. It's fucking bizarre.
Why
to me.
Would you want to, like, put yourself in a space of, because, like, obviously we're absorbing the energy of what we're taking in, right? Mm. So if we're watching a horror movie, we're absorbing that energy of fear, of, like, anxiety, of all of that. Why
and
would we want to do that to our nervous system?
To add to that, your subconscious doesn't know the difference between real life and
a
movie.
Oh my God. So you're then putting yourself into
your subconscious thinks that what you're going through emotions as you're watching a horror movie, a sad movie, whatever. This is why I don't watch movies that don't make me laugh.
Oh my God. Oh my God. So all those years of crime. Yeah, has fucked
that's, her. That's why I've stopped watching crime shows, because your subconscious doesn't know that what you're watching isn't real.
So are you then putting yourself in fight or flight without realizing?
I guess it's going to depend on different people, but because I know I'm sensitive, I don't watch things that are going to upset me.
Wow, that's so interesting.
Right?
That's so interesting. Oh, God.
I don't understand the concept of it.
Of horror?
Yeah. Do you know what my conspiracy brain is now doing?
Yeah.
Like, were horror movies created to intentionally keep people in a state of fear?
Probably.
I'm going to look up the first horror movie.
I just looked it up. 1896.
What was it? Like,
I don't remember the name. I just looked up the time because I was like, let me match this up with like a huge, huge event. It was called, where is it? Dante's Inferno.
I wonder what that's about. Can you look up like a quick spiel?
All right, I got it here.
I feel like that's a book, no?
Oh, no, hold on. Let's do first horror movie with sound. It's called The Terror, 1928. Belted out the outcry of fright.
That's 100 years ago.
Bro, don't fucking do that.
Oh, Dante Inferno.
That was 100 years ago. That is crazy. 100 years ago
was the first horror movie.
Why does it feel like 1928 was like 60 years ago? Not 60, like 80 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you
there. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's
the first horror. Oh.
You know, my great-grandfather lived for 102 years, and in his lifetime, he saw like fucking everything.
Jesus.
Everything.
This is my God, he really would.
Like, he did 102 years, yeah.
Wow. Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, what I said to Dems before was like, our kids are going to live into the year 2100. Doesn't that trip you out?
That is weird.
2100.
Yeah.
So then it's not going to be 20 whatever. It'll be 21. They're going to be alive in the next century.
That's crazy. What that the really fuck? Doesn't flow off the tongue, does it?
No, like 2101.
I don't like it. I'm glad I'm not in that space. Yeah, I'd be pissed off every time I have to. Hold on, how do you even write that down?
Hold on, let me do the quick
21.
How old am
I? No, but like, can I do the short date? How old are you turning this year?
29.
Okay.
Hold on, let me do the quick math. 2100 minus 1994.
Oh my God, no.
I might still be alive at 106.
I'm sure you
maybe.
Will be.
Could.
Do you know what? Let's
guys,
check back, guys.
Do you know what I saw in a video yesterday?
Tell me.
Imagine we're fucking 100 years old doing this stupid
still doing the fucking podcast.
Stupid podcast. Like, still talking shit around microphones. Oh my God.
That's what will keep me living, is speaking my fucking truth.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
Okay, what happened yesterday?
Okay, so I saw this video that said, on your birthday, that's the age that you've just completed.
Yeah.
Wait,
so
what?
So you know how like,
please
so
tell
like,
me you didn't comprehend this before.
No, I actually didn't.
I'm not judging you.
Obviously, it makes sense, but it's not something I thought about. So I say, oh, like, yeah, I'm turning 25 this year. That means I've actually completed 25 years of life, not 24.
Yeah.
That fucked me up.
Wait, why?
So on your first birthday, you've completed your first year.
Yeah.
So I'm turning 25 this year. But in my brain, I'm like, yeah, I've completed my 24th year. I'm going to
my
25th
year. Okay, I get what
you're
saying.
You're like, I'm turning 25, I've completed 25 years. Yeah. So you feel like you've been ripped off a year.
Not even ripped off. I'm just like, what?
But imagine being
crazy.
Yeah. Imagine being Phoebe Buffay, finding out that you turned 31, not 30, and then tell me you're sad.
No, honestly, in that episode, I'm like,
oh my God. No, but it's true. Like, it can feel like, oh man, crazy. What a head fuck.
Speaking of birthdays, Why do we sing happy birthday?
How awkward is that experience?
Oh, stop. I have.
It feels like a ritual. It's the like fucking it's worst. Like, a, it for like sure is in a the ritual. Darkness with candles.
Oh
with
my God.
There's fire. You're eating cake after. I don't know. Whatever. I just don't understand why you have to sing
who
happy
started
birthday.
Okay,
hold on. Can
That's
I?
That's what I want to know.
In Fiji.
Yeah.
I fucking love it. Oh, in Fiji. Happy long life to you.
How cute.
Happy so
cute.
Long life. That's what they do. And I love that. I feel like that is so much like.
That's nice.
More but, intentional.
But even so, the singing, like, can we just skip
it's
that?
It's so awkward.
Like, stop staring at me. Yeah. I don't want to be looked at right now.
And sung to.
Like, fuck off.
I know. Ugh. So this is a trigger I have every single year. I fucking hate when people sing happy birthday to me. And this year, it's going to be happening on multiple occasions.
Yeah.
And just the thought of it, I just, like, it makes cringy. Me so angry because it's like, it's my birthday and I don't want to be sing. I don't want to be sung happy birthday.
Yeah.
I just don't like it.
What right, do you do you with your hands? What? Where do you look?
Where do you look?
You know what? You like literally, maybe we should come up with like a new global tradition. Imagine if this is the moment that a new tradition is birthed.
You know what I think a new tradition should be?
What?
The birthday girl or boy picks a song that they want everyone to dance to, and then that's the birthday song.
Oh, I was going to say like that's fun. I was going to say something very different.
What's yours? I'm curious. I like perspective.
Give me presents. Let me eat cake and fuck off so I can sleep.
I'm not opposed to that either.
I would much rather them just drop the presents off at the door and the food.
Don't even ring the doorbell.
And just don't ring the doorbell. Just don't come
say,
in.
Go look out. That's what I do with my Uber Eats. I'm like, don't ring the doorbell.
Oh my God.
I want zero human interaction. Let me be a sloth.
But do you know what I do like? I do like, you know, kids that do enjoy being sung to.
Yeah.
I love watching their face and excitement when it's different when you're little.
Oh, when you're a kid for sure.
It's exciting.
But as you grow up, it's like, it's okay, like, oh. At what point?
Yeah.
Are you one? Are you two?
Oh my God. Yeah.
It just makes me so uncomfortable. I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe inventing like a new, instead of doing singing happy birthday, literally get everybody to shout 1, 2, 3, happy birthday. And then that's it.
Oh my God. Maybe I will do that.
That's fun. Oh, okay. You should give them like party poppers at the same time. So like everyone's got something
really
to do.
I don't like party poppers.
You don't?
No.
You know what?
You don't like confetti stuff?
I love the smell after they pop.
Oh, same.
Or like when you light a match and then the match, the smell of the match once it like, blows out.
Yeah,
oh, that smoky is my favorite smell. I could get high off of that.
Do you know what smell I really love? And you guys are gonna think it's so fucking weird.
Petrol?
No, not petrol.
I love petrol.
I love the smell of wet dirt.
The fuck, bro?
I know. I will go and stand in Bunnings and fucking sniff.
Oh my God, I can't believe you actually said that.
So I do. I love it. I tell everyone in my family knows this. I love the smell of dirt. I fucking love it. It is the most grounding thing in the world. I don't care what you fucking say. As a child, I used to go sit underneath the trampoline in like the wet part of the backyard and just smell the air. And sometimes as a kid, I used to eat the grass.
No. You know how you joke and say like you were a dog in a past life?
My sense of smell is for sure dog-like.
Do you know what?
God. Yeah.
Now I think she was a worm in a past life. Wet Baby. Dirt, like I layers love, of like wet
just,
dirt.
You know what? Just dirt. It doesn't even need to be wet. Just dirt.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. So good.
That is so weird.
Oh, that makes me like.
It just calms me. It's so calming.
Whatever works for you.
Yeah.
But also, that's really fucking weird.
What's one of your weird things?
What's one of my weird? I don't have any. Oh,
come on. We all have weird things.
I like, can't think of things
like weird. I don't know. Shoot off some ideas.
I don't know.
What's something weird?
Well, not weird. Maybe we should reframe the word because, like, some people might resonate.
Okay, I have something gross that I do.
Yeah.
But I don't really do it anymore because I don't really eat it anymore. But you know, this is actually really gross.
Okay, I want to know.
Okay, you know when you have like the cookies and cream ice cream?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would literally like, and I used to do it more when I was like a teenager.
You don't have to justify, it's fine.
No, because I don't really eat ice cream anymore that much. But okay. Anyway. But like when I would eat the ice cream and I got like a chunk of cookie, I would spit it back out so that I could eat all the cookies together at the end. So then like I was eating the ice cream and then like at the end I had just like a one giant.
Oh my god, so you had like a pile of spun out cookie.
Oh my god, that's so weird.
Okay, fucking wet dirt. Come on.
Do you want to know? You're eating your own soggy cookie that's been in your mouth. Oh my god, that's like the literally like the that's only so thing I interesting. Can think of, but I haven't, maybe I should go. Ooh.
That's so interesting.
No, see, I don't like, I don't, I'm not a fan. Yeah, I could take or leave ice cream now, but I used to love cookies and cream.
Okay.
I do love cookies and cream. The only thing I can think of, like, I'm sure I have heaps, but the only thing I can think of right now is that I eat tuna for breakfast.
What?
Oh,
that's weird, man.
Guys, breakfast food is a made-up concept.
I know, but
no,
like
it is. But it also, is, like, but who like, wakes up first thing in the morning.
Like, why is that what you're feeling like?
It's not first thing in the morning. Like, I eat breakfast. Like
She's trying to justify it.
Guys, breakfast food was made up by the cereal industry.
Oh my god! Yeah, 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 for yeah, sure.
Yeah. Look, protein in the morning is that's, very important.
That's how I get my protein.
It's very, very important. Yeah, although I would argue that tuna on its own is not enough protein.
No, I eat tuna and eggs together in the morning.
Okay, what? That's good. That's good.
Do not knock it till you.
Do you have a carb alongside that?
Food.
Like or some veggies.
So yeah, I do 3 eggs.
Yeah.
Tuna.
Yeah.
Cherry tomatoes, spring onion, and feta and olive.
Can you add like a little bit of greenery just to balance it out? Because
sometimes I add like coriander and spinach if I have it in the fridge.
Okay, spinach, yes. Like this is feeling very like hormone happy. I like it.
Yeah. Well, that's why I do it.
Yeah.
I didn't used to.
Yeah. Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Mm.
So that's the only thing that I can think of. Because I was eating it while I was on FaceTime with my sister the other day. She's like, are you eating tuna for breakfast?
It's a bit funny.
Yeah. And she's like, that's fucking disgusting.
Yeah,
I'm like,
still a no from me.
But you know what? The breakfast, the like quote unquote breakfast foods that we eat, they're like super Western. So like you look at the different types of food that people eat all over the world and they are very different to what we eat.
For sure.
At the buffets at like Asian hotels, they serve sushi for breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I am like fucking down for. I would eat sushi for breakfast any day of the week.
Do you know what? I just can't imagine waking up and going
tuna.
I literally ate like
canned fish.
We had salmon last night for dinner and I ate a piece of salmon this morning before I came and picked you up. I love fish.
Yeah.
Maybe I just can't relate because I don't do fish like or seafood. You know,
yeah. What about meat? Like I've started to introduce meat in the morning.
Yum.
Like alongside my eggs to get the extra protein.
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to be really honest. If I can get like a cold quarter piece of leftover Vegemite toast, I'm happy.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
I'm like, I'm good.
Fair
it's
enough.
It's been sitting there for like an hour. My coffee's gone like stone cold.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking happy.
I've just thought another one of my weird things food related. I don't like toasty toast. I like warm bread.
No.
I hate, like, I literally will put my toast in the toaster for like 10 seconds and then
take
it out.
What the fuck?
That's
a point.
That's not toast.
That's not toast.
Exactly. I don't like toast. I like warm bread. Like when it's crispy,
okay,
I don't want to eat
How
it.
Do you eat your toast, non-toast? No, but well, like what do you eat? Do you eat it plain? Do you just eat it like that?
Of course
do you
not. Put
butter? What do you do with
like,
it?
No, like usually it's like peanut butter and honey.
Okay.
Maybe
okay, but
with some banana on it.
How the fuck doesn't it fall apart?
You hold it.
Nah.
The
like,
way
nah.
she's holding it now, no. You can't.
That's not a normal way to eat toast
well,
because that's not a normal
well,
way.
Well, it's not.
It.
You can't call it toast. You
well,
can't call
okay,
it toast.
Okay, well, my
it's
morning,
not toasty.
If I have bread in the morning, that is how I eat it.
Okay, warm. So she has warm bread.
Yes.
Mate.
To clarify.
Mate.
My family all take the piss out of me for it.
I don't blame them.
Yeah, no, you know why? Because if I go to a cafe and I eat crunchy bread, it cuts the shit out of my mouth.
Do you have sensitive gums?
No, I have a sensitive mouth.
Just in general.
Yeah.
Mate.
Okay. Like if I eat chips,
yeah.
Like chips from a packet, my mouth is cut.
What?
It is so
bro.
Weird.
Wow.
That's why I really don't eat chips much because it just hurts.
Oh my gosh. That sounds really painful.
It's
then.
Really weird. Yeah, so I don't eat toast. I eat warm bread.
Oh my God.
Mm. Now I'm curious. If you eat cold things, does that hurt your mouth?
What do you mean?
Like if you're having ice cream, for example,
My teeth have become a lot more sensitive over the years.
That's
as well.
So interesting.
It's really weird.
Hmm. Oh my God, I just went into like weirdness conspiracy moment.
What toothpaste do you use? I was like,
her toothpaste is breaking down. This is on purpose.
No, I've been off fluoride for a few years now.
Yeah, yeah a few know, years, but like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, leading up to it. The fuck's sake,
Ness. Did you see me holding back?
Our eyes caught.
Yes, I'm rubbing off on them.
Oh, this is a fun ep.
I like this.
Okay, I have another really weird question.
Yeah.
When people, like, discovered that we could eat meat.
Yeah.
Who thought to cook it? Who thought to, like, like with a chicken?
The person who didn't like things half-ass, like toast.
Oh, fuck off.
They were like, hey, there's a fire here. Let's throw it on there.
Yeah, but who thought, hey, I'm going to make this fire and we're going to put this uncooked meat on it and we're going to cook it and then eat it? Like, who thought of that?
Yeah, but that also is, like, how did they communicate to begin with? It goes back to all of it. How did they do it? Like, sorry, how the fuck did they know how to have sex and reproduce?
I think about this all the time.
I think about this all the time. All because the they time. Were obviously naked, right?
Yeah.
But who thought, like, let me put that in there and see what happens?
Like, how would, exactly, I think about this all the fucking time. Like, actually, this is a frequent thought of mine.
Right? Yeah. But I'm constantly thinking about it. Like, how?
What? I don't know.
Like, they didn't have the conversations. They were the only ones that existed. Like, how?
Do you think they would have tested, like, multiple, like...
Oh, I wonder if we were just reset over and over again. Like, you know, in The Good Place?
Oh, how we're, like, I fucking
reset.
Love that.
What if we were just reset over and over again until we just automatically had the knowledge on how to do it?
What about the first being or animal or person to give birth?
Oh.
Or like shit. Like, how confusing would a shit be if you didn't know what
it's
it was?
It's true. Like, do you? Yes.
Like, yeah.
Oh my God. Okay.
Oh my God.
You know how movies and TV shows literally, like, constantly have hidden messages and hidden meanings?
Yeah.
Okay. So The Good Place, right?
Can you give me context about what The Good Place
is? Okay, so
about?
The Good Place is a bunch of people that have died and they've gone to, like, The Good Place, which is the equivalent of heaven.
Oh, right, yeah.
Right? But, like, it's actually a disguised, the bad place, hell. So they're, like, being made to think that they're in the good place, but they're slowly being tortured without, like, it's like.
It's really fucking good.
But it's a good show. It's in a good way. Like, it's in a funny way.
Yeah.
Kristen Bell's in it. It's, like, a funny show. Okay. But it's, like, okay, so. What if, you know how we're always being given messages through our TV shows and movies?
Yeah.
What if we're actually in the good place right now, but it's the bad place?
Okay.
Interesting.
I was once taught, and I don't know from who, but we were having this discussion of, like, heaven/hell. And I think in regards to your existing conversation, that's in good place, bad place. And they literally made the comment to me that we're already existing in hell, or the bad place, for example, that is this existence. And it's us navigating our way through all the learnings and the temptation and the da-da-da-da-da that gets us to our end destination, which is
the good place.
The good place, which I was like, I was told that as a kid. I'm like, that's really fucking interesting. I don't understand it, but that's interesting. That's what came through. Mm.
That's already my belief, right?
Mm.
But then I had the realization that the good place is, like, also our next lives, but it can be either the good place or the bad place depending on the lessons that we've missed out. So, like, if we lived a really shit life, for example, and I say shit life in terms of when you're constantly choosing, like, bad actions, when you're constantly choosing intentionally hurtful actions, for example, right?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna give a couple examples, right? So if you're, like, I'm just, like, a really bad person, like, just a bad person in terms of,
what a bad person
yeah,
is.
Right? Then your bad place or your hell would be reliving life again, but over and over and over again, like Groundhog Day, until you choose different directions and paths for yourself. So your hell would literally be living the same life over and over and over again.
You'd that sounds that very loop. Lucifer. Have you watched Lucifer? That's part of, so, okay, when people do end up in hell in the show, they literally relive a loop. One of their most, one experience that would, within their life that they move through that would essentially torture them, they relive it over and over and over, not realizing that they can choose different. And once they choose different, they can leave that space, right?
Yeah.
But because it's in that loop and they're so tortured by it, they don't realize that they can choose different.
But that's like your own personal hell, right?
Yeah.
Because you have the ability exactly. to move past it, but you just don't see any way past
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Right? Because you're too in it.
Hell's not actually a place.
No. I my personal beliefs is that hell doesn't exist in that physical place.
Not like what we've been taught.
Right.
And I don't believe heaven does either.
The way that I see it and believe it to be is that we continue to live lives regardless until our soul has lived out all of its lives and then it ascends into heaven, aka like becoming an ascended master, aka a guide.
Yeah, I'm
so like my belief is that is the equivalent of heaven.
Yeah.
So in a sense, that to me is heaven, which exists in its own. Like I don't see heaven as in like clouds and gates and all of that kind of stuff. I believe it exists in the form of your soul has fulfilled all of its contracts, all of its purposes, and you now have the joy of being in that.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean?
100%. I'm so with you
like
on that.
Like, that's the way that I believe it to be. So, in that term, I believe fully that heaven exists in that in its own right like that. Whereas, like, I don't believe – like, we were made to live and we were made perfectly regardless. So, even if we are having those – if we are living lives that aren't in alignment, even if we are living in, like, a negative state and we were to buy – like our terms go to hell, for example, I don't believe that that would be a physical place because we were created perfectly and we were created with love and no torture. Like
it feels like such a human like concept. Hell is such a human concept to be like, if you don't act this way, this is what happens to you.
Yeah.
Like it's fear-mongering.
Yeah. Mm. So in saying that, hell is literally like – well, not literally, but hell would be repeating the same patterns and loops and cycles until you learn your lessons and your like you clear your karma.
It's a personal experience rather than a physical place.
Yeah. That's exactly it. That's how you. It's like it's that spiritual experience as well.
I'm just like giggling to myself because it's like we started off dogs this episode talking about hair and now we're talking about like heaven and hell. This is fuck. If anyone is wanting to understand an actual like
conversation,
be a fly on the wall, this is actually the shit that we talk about.
Man,
that's so funny.
I could go on this forever and ever and ever.
I reckon we should do a part two of this ep.
Yeah.
Because do you want me to tell you how long we've been speaking for?
I feel like it's an hour.
40 minutes.
It's just about to hit 58 minutes.
Dang. Whoa!
So I feel like we should like split it into part two at this point.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, tune in for part two, peeps.
I loved that. I'm so happy.
Oh my god.
That is gold.